And fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot-selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon!
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. In the latest national and international news headlines, President Barack Obama will address the nation from the White House on Tuesday night to explain why he believes there should be a military strike in Syria for its use of chemical weapons. Obama told reporters in St. Petersburg, Russia today that winning support from allies and in Congress will be difficult. He refused to say whether he might act on his own. A survey of House members who are willing to share their positions finds that most are opposed to or leaning against President Barack Obama's plan for a U.S. military strike against Syria. The survey by the Associated Press shows opponents outnumber supporters 6-1. About half of the 433-member House and a third of the 100-member Senate remain undecided. The Labor Department is reporting that the unemployment rate dropped to 7.3% last month, the lowest in nearly 5 years. While employers added 169,000 jobs in August, the jobless rate declined because there were fewer applicants. Retailers added 44,000 jobs, hotels, restaurants, and bars added 27,000, temp hiring rose by 13,000. In higher-paying fields, the report was mixed. Johnson & Johnson is recalling 200,000 bottles of Morton Infant's formula due to a risk that they contain tiny plastic particles. The recall affects three lots of its popular Motrin Drops original berry flavor, which is used to lower fever and treat aches and pains in children 2 years old or younger. The company warned that the medicine may be contaminated with specks of PTFE, a plastic also used in Teflon coatings. A lead foot, a video camera, and the internet have landed a New York man in jail. Prosecutors say Adam Tang faces charges of reckless driving after allegedly making a video of himself speeding around Manhattan in just over 24 minutes. Video from a dashboard-mounted camera posted online includes a dance music soundtrack and a stopwatch superimposed on the screen that keeps time during the 26-mile trip. Police seized Tang's 2006 BMW Z4. There's been a slew of recent accidents causing injury to operators in the thumb over the past couple of days. We'll get the details next on WLEW.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect. Everything good would just last and last. Murphy's Law would have never been passed.
You know, there's a difference between your independent insurance agent and most other agents.
What's that?
Your independent agent is really many agents.
Hi, Bob!
They represent lots of insurance companies, not just one. So they're always working to find you the best coverage at the best price. Whether it's life insurance, homeowners, automobile, or health. Because
things happen.
That is so true.
And when the unexpected does happen, you know you've got protection designed just for you at a price you can live with. That's the advantage of your independent agent. And the advantage is all yours. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
Wheat growers, this is a special crop alert from Romzix Farmatown Agency in Bad Axe. You have until the September 30th deadline to sign up for multi-peril crop insurance. Contact me, Dan Romzix, at 269-8382.
Three people were injured when their pickup left the road in northern Santa Lake County Friday afternoon. The pickup and large trailer had been southbound on M-19 when it lost control, crossing the highway and leaving the roadway. The pickup rolled over on its side and rested onto its top. One person was airlifted at the scene to Covenant Hospital in Saginaw. Two others were to be taken to Huron Memorial Hospital in Bad Axe for treatment of minor injuries. Sand Lake County Sheriff's deputies are working to determine the cause of the accident. A 26-year-old Bad Axe man was taken to Harbor Beach Community Hospital after the vehicle he was driving left the road, struck a tree, and nearly split it in half. Huron County Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene around 6:30 this morning on M-142 just west of Harbor Beach city limits. Deputies say the driver apparently escaped minor injuries, going to the hospital with a laceration on the back of his head and pain in his upper body. Harbor Beach Fire Department jaws of life were used to pull back the roof of the vehicle to get him out of the Pontiac Grand Am. Two people were hurt Thursday morning when their vehicle collided in Caseville Township. Huron County Sheriff's deputies report a 79-year-old Caseville man had been southbound on Caseville Road. An eastbound car on Dunn Road, driven by an 85-year-old Pigeon woman, failed to stop at the intersection and the two collided. Both drivers were taken by ambulance to Shura Hospital of Pigeon. Deputies described the injuries as moderate. Two people waived their preliminary examinations in Huron County Circuit Court today. The Ubley Village Council selected a new water billing coordinator last night, and the Cord Marketing Program of Michigan is looking for ideas to develop markets and improve production. We'll get the details next on WLEW.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
You may already be banking online. We are taking it to the next level. Our bank is going everywhere you go. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We're excited about TN Mobile. TN Mobile is like having online banking in your pocket. Need to know where to find the nearest ATM? Need to transfer funds? Do it all with mobile banking. It's safe, secure, and it's with you virtually everywhere on your farm, vacation, boat, or golfing. Ask us about TN Mobile, Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
TN Mobile from Thumb National Bank. Message and data rates may apply.
25-year-old Corey Hunt of Bad Axe waived his preliminary examination in Huron County District Court on a charge of operating and maintaining a meth lab, and one count of operating or maintaining a laboratory involving meth near special places such as schools, churches, or residential homes. He will also be arraigned on September 23rd, and likewise, his bond has been continued. A 71-year-old Bad Axe man waived his preliminary examination on three additional charges of criminal sexual conduct, third degree, involving an underage boy. Charles Boyce will now be arraigned in Huron County Circuit Court on September the 23rd, and his bond was continued. He's also facing a third-degree criminal sexual conduct charge with the same victim, which was filed earlier while the Bad Axe City Police conducted an investigation that resulted in additional charges. The Ubley Village Council selected a new water bill coordinator and accepted a bid for replacing lights at their police department Thursday night. Village Clerk Lori White will now also work for the Village Water Department, coordinating the bills as they need to be sent out quarterly and overseeing the collection of these bills. Newly elected part-time Ubley Police Chief David Rothy can't seem to get away from problems with lighting fixtures. Also serving as Bad Axe Police Chief, Rothy had to appeal to the Bad Axe City Council for new lighting in that station just 2 days before going to the Ubley Village Council to request new lighting for the police garage there. The approval was hastily handed out by the Ubley Board after learning the lighting fixtures at the police garage pose a fire threat. The 15 fixtures will be retrofitted for just under $1,500. Rothy also told the board the beginning of the school year went well and that he and members of his office put Ubley's teachers through a two-hour active shooter safety course to keep the educators well trained in case of such an event. The Corn Marketing Program of Lansing is seeking innovative ideas on developing new corn markets, improved production, and creating new uses for the crop. Preliminary research proposals for 2014 are due by November 13th. An announcement will be made in February on which projects will receive funding. Michigan scientists are searching for harmful algae blooms in the Great Lakes. A sailor's memorial will be held in Port Huron this year, and the Port Crescent State Park will be having a dark sky preserve dedication this evening. More to come on WLEW.
When you cut through all the exhaust fumes, every new or used car dealer is in business to make a living. Some want a better living than others. Some try to get your business with unrealistic trade-in allowances or other too-good-to-be-true offers. Some use gimmicks like hopping around in green tights for St. Patrick's Day. Then there are a few, like Al Hansen Motors of Bad Axe. They have their service department go over each vehicle and make things right before it goes on the lot. They price the car, truck, van, or SUV to cover their costs cost and make a reasonable profit. They give you a realistic but fair trade-in allowance for your old car, and they take care of you after the sale. They don't charge